Welcome back. Today we are cracking open How to Win Friends and Influence People, a book that has quietly shaped how some of the most effective communicators in business and public life actually operate. The question it answers is one most people assume they already know the answer to. How do you genuinely get people on your side? And the answer might completely reframe how our listener thinks about every conversation they have.
What makes it genuinely surprising is that Carnegie argues the single biggest factor in professional and financial success isn't technical skill, it's interpersonal ability. And he doesn't just assert that, he has the research to back it up. But the way he gets there is not what most people expect from a self-help book.
All right, so who wrote this? Who is Dale Carnegie? And why should our listener trust him on something this big?
Here's the detail that stops people cold. Carnegie's original surname was actually Carnegie. He changed the spelling around 1925 to resemble the name of industrialist Andrew Carnegie, and he never publicly explained why. This is a man who understood the power of perception before he ever wrote a word about it.
That's a remarkable opening move for someone writing a book about human relations. So what is Carnegie actually claiming this book is? A theory? A philosophy? What?
He's explicit about it from the start. This is a practical manual, not an academic treatise. Carnegie built the content through decades of teaching at the YMCA in New York, starting around 1912, when he couldn't find a single useful textbook on the subject and had to develop his own curriculum from scratch.
But our listener might reasonably ask, isn't that just one teacher's anecdotal experience, dressed up as a system?
That's a fair critique, and the book anticipates it. Carnegie draws on research from the Carnegie Institute of Technology and the Rockefeller Foundation. Both found that even in highly technical fields, success depends far more on interpersonal skills than on technical knowledge. He's not just telling stories, he's citing institutional findings.
Wait, more than technical knowledge? For engineers, scientists, people in hard skill professions?
That's exactly the claim. The book makes the case that communication, leadership, and the ability to motivate others outweigh expertise in determining who actually advances. That's the finding that makes the whole premise hard to dismiss.
So what does the actual structure look like? Because a book promising to teach human relations could go in 100 directions.
Carnegie organizes it around 4 domains: handling people effectively, making people like you, winning others to your way of thinking, and leading without arousing resentment. The principles inside each domain are behavioral and specific. Things like be a good listener and talk in terms of the other person's interests. Nothing vague.
That sounds good on paper, but isn't a list of principles just a list? What stops our listener from reading it once and forgetting everything by Tuesday?
Carnegie addresses this directly, and it's one of the more honest sections of the book. He cites research from the University of Chicago and the United YMCA schools, showing that a genuine desire to learn is the critical variable in adult education. He argues that reading quickly or passively produces almost no lasting change.
So not read it, practice it?
Precisely. His course required students to apply each principle between sessions and report back on results. That feedback loop refined the content over decades. The author's argument is that knowledge about human relations has zero value unless it becomes consistent habit.
That's a harder ask than most readers expect walking in. So for our listener, this isn't a book you consume, it's a program you run.
That's exactly how Carnegie frames it. He dedicates a full chapter just to how readers should approach the material, move slowly, pause, connect each principle to your own specific circumstances. The book's pedagogical philosophy is that these are among the most consequential and undervalued skills a person can develop, and they are learnable. That's the core bet he's making.